Hi there, and welcome to the Grief and Rebirth podcast. I'm your host, author, and trauma survivor, Irene Weinberg, here to encourage you wherever you are in your healing journey. In each episode, I chat with incredible grief and trauma specialists, healers, mediums, and celebs, as well as remarkable people who have inspiring healing stories to share. If you're looking for a podcast that's both uplifting and inspiring, you've found it. Let us help you find your joy in life. Hi, everyone. I hope this finds each of you so very well. Today, I'm speaking to you from my studio in West Orange, New Jersey, and I am truly excited to have this chance to interview Cheryl Murphy, who is an accomplished, multifaceted medium, psychic, animal communicator, psychic investigator, and also a health and wellness intuitive. Wow, do I have great questions for Cheryl, who will be speaking to us today from Palmdale, California. Cheryl, who first experienced the spirit world at the tender age of 3, was a psychology major in college. She is the founder of the Healing Prayer Circle and a member of Find Me, a nonprofit organization focused on locating missing persons. She is also a co-author of the international bestseller titled The Last Breath, True Stories of Mediumship, the Afterlife, and Messages from Heaven, which is written by mediums from all over the world who share their experiences of hope and healing, validating again and again that life is eternal and love never dies. Cheryl wrote chapter 6 called Spirit Party, in which she shares an amazing experience she had with spirit. I'm eager to talk with Cheryl about her chapter Spirit Party and so much more. But first, we need to take a quick minute to show some love to our sponsors. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hi, Cheryl. A warm, spirit-filled welcome to Grief and Rebirth Podcast.
Hello, Irene. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for, this is going to be so much fun between us. And I am in full transparency, everyone. I've had a session with Cheryl and she's fabulous. So let's start our interview with this question. Cheryl, please tell us about your first experience with spirit when you were 3 years old, your family psychic history, and your childhood spiritual exploration.
I first began experiencing the spirit world as really a golden ball of light. I was very young, in the middle of the night. I was wakened by a beautiful ball of light. It was not one soul or one person or one spirit. It was a group. It felt like a family. It felt very warm and loving, and it floated around my room. And they
you
just-
You were three? You were just three?
I was very young, so there was really no language. There was more like of a telepathy happening where they woke me up and they moved things around my room, but it was a very loving feeling, like they were just coming to check on me. You know, they were just coming to say, hi, hi, how do you like it here on Earth? You know, how are you doing? And they came to me, you know, quite a few times when I was very, very young. So it seemed to be that that was my first experience. Then as I'm getting older, you know, into my, you know, childhood now, I'm in my childhood, I'm like 8, 9, 10 years old. My brother, who's very close in age with me, we both were very spiritual. We practiced seances, you know, where you light a candle in the dark and you channel Abraham Lincoln and all of that, ask him to come through. And, you know, we just practiced all of this neat energy. And we really didn't have anyone else to talk to about it because it just wasn't discussed back then. But my family and in my household, it was very, very common. I mean, we had books about it. We talked about being psychic or touching, you know, connecting with spirit world. I have Native American great-great-grandmother in my family. It turns out that one of my great aunts, who was very psychic, was hired by the government to find a missing pilot and plane. And she says, you know what, I'll find him for you, but he's already passed. He's already dead. She did locate the missing pilot and plane. They were like in the snowy mountains of of another country, but she did locate them. So it does run in my family. And as I'm growing up here in my childhood, I know that all the women gather every time we have a holiday or, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, the women would gather and have a seance, or they would have these discussions that I wasn't really a part of at that time. I was very young, but I would hear about after. So I grew up with this beautiful energy of the spirit world and being connected with spirit. It was very common for us, once again, to talk about it. It's just that when we went outside the house, when I went to school, no one was talking about it in school. So, you know, I didn't have anyone to talk or share with it, except for my brother, who we were very, very close. We played a lot with the spirit world when we were very young.
That's amazing, yeah. Though. I think a lot of people listening to this wish they grew up in your family.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Instead of getting together with your dysfunctional relatives, we're going to sit and have a fun seance. Whoa, that's fabulous. Was your mother also psychic that way?
My mother is extremely psychic. She doesn't practice it, but she does. She is able to, or she's very aware of objects moving, for example, bending metal. You know, I think, you know, she would tell me a story of just being around kitchen utensils. They would bend, you know, back in the day of her growing up. So she's kind of stayed away from it, but absolutely she's comfortable with it. But me and my brother were more, we were more into it. We're more delving into it. It was our conversation. That was our joy growing up.
That's so cool. That is so cool. So you were a psychology major in college. Why did you change your life focus to these spiritual gifts?
Yeah.
And tell us how you perceive and receive messages through mm-hmm. your prayers.
You know, I always wanted to find like-minded people growing up, and psychology was the closest degree that I could find that applied to what I was doing, learning about people. I felt, well, people are in spirit now. They're still people. So I'm going to learn about human behavior and spirit behavior through the study of psychology. But I've also gone on to study other areas of psychology, but I still love it. It's a dear field of study for me. And how I perceive and receive information, you know, I use all of my clairs. And just for reference, for our clairvoyance and clairaudience, you know, clair is French for, it means the word clear. So like clairvoyance would be like clear sight or inner sight. They talk about the third eye. So I use all of my clairs. I use my clairvoyance. I have inner sight where I see images. Sometimes it's like a moving picture or a movie screen, mm-hmm. or sometimes it's just a word that I see or an image. I also use my clairaudience, which is really strong for me. I hear spirit. And a great way for people to understand what clairaudience is, it's, for example, if you've ever heard your name called from a distance and you turn around and there's no one there, that's a clairaudience experience that you're having. You're hearing the spirit world calling out to your name. So I use my clairvoyance, clairaudience, and I'm also very clairsentient, where I have clear feeling or inner feeling. And that's really where it all begins from. It's from sensing spirit. But I've had times, Irene, where I've tasted the spaghetti sauce that grandmother is making in the kitchen, or I've smelled the cigar smoke that, you know, grandpa used to have, you know. And so these are other clairs that are very common, that I use whatever the spirit world is going to help me. They're helping me understand them. So they're going to reach out to me any way they can. And what I have to do is surrender and be a clear channel and just be open to receive.
It sounds like they're trying to access whatever they can within you to get that message through.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Whatever.
And the way I try to explain to people is if your grandfather, we'll take that, if he was an extrovert, for example, he was very outgoing and loud, then he will probably come to me being loud and extrovert. So I'll probably hear him, or I'll feel his jubilant personality also with my clairsentience. So the personalities really do remain the same. We do keep our personality and who we are. We just lose the physical body as we continue on with our life. Yeah.
Or whatever. So you're both a psychic and a medium, right?
I'm both a psychic and a medium. I use my mediumship to help people. I'd like to say that I'm connecting soul to soul. So if I'm connecting in a mediumship, working with someone and connecting with their loved one in spirit, I'm connecting my soul with the spirit world, with the soul in the spirit world. If I'm working psychically, for example, if I'm helping you with life decisions or a career change or, you know, any questions you have about your own life, that would be still a psychic reading. That would still be a soul to soul reading. It's just my soul is now connecting with your soul. But it's all soul language. It's all blending through that beautiful energy of love.
So let me just ask you this. So somebody in our audience wants to get a session with you and they want to hear from their dad or their, or whoever. And while that's coming through, are you also able to, like, and they're also having, say, a career problem. Mm-hmm. Are you also, so is dad coming through or is that this extra ability that you have giving them the advice on the career problem and then also talking to dad?
You know, it's a great question. And the answer is both. So what happens is if I'm offering someone help around a career, a guidance around their career, and I feel their father who's passed away, when I feel him come through, you know what? He'll start helping answer the question. He'll be the one to provide the guidance, which is absolutely who they want to hear from. They would love their father to give them that career guidance, as I would as well. So yes, that's how it works. I'll give them what I'm picking up psychically. And usually what will happen is a loved one will step in to offer love and support.
That's so great. So not only do you do human beings, but you do pets. So you're a pet psychic medium too. So all right, what kinds of messages do you receive from deceased pets and pets who are still alive?
Yeah.
And I know you have some touching stories about your two dogs.
I do. You know, pets are amazing. I have such respect for the animal kingdom. I think their frequency is so high and pure. And, you know, they're just so filled with unconditional love. But yes, I've had messages. I have just two stories to share with my two dogs. This might help people. Is both of my dogs have passed, but one before he passed, as I was walking him in the afternoon, doing our afternoon walk, he told me, he said, "Hey, this is my last walk of the day. I'm going to pass away tonight." But I know he told me ahead of time. And so we go ahead and have our walk, and he's as healthy and fit and having a great time. I mean, you would never imagine that. And sure enough, at 8:15 that evening, he laid down and passed very quickly. So it's an amazing, so I was foretold that information. And then another experience with my other dog is 3 days before he passed, he came to me. I was not with him. I was in another town working. He came to me in its beautiful glow once again. And he's coming to me saying, "Look, I'm gonna pass away in 3 days." And he had been sick. So I knew he wasn't doing well. So it was, you know, it was very sensitive that time, but he gave me the heads up, so to speak. He let me know that I could be there with him. He goes, "Hey, I'm going to pass away in 3 days. I just want to thank you for everything. I love you. And, you know, it's all going to be fine." So once again, animals will communicate with you. And I do think animals, they do see potentials in our future. I think they can help us manifest. I think they're helping us manifest all the time. Some of the questions that I do when I communicate with living animals whose owners are maybe having a behavioral issue, or they can't understand their dog or their cat, I'll have that communication, that telepathic communication with the animal, where either his teeth might be hurting. I remember one time I spoke to this one dog. He's like, "I need to go to the dentist. You know, I have this mouth and this is why I'm, you know, having this behavioral problem," and she doesn't understand. Sure enough, you know, the doctor, right? It was an ear. It was a little bit of an infection back here. So animals tell you, or if they're not feeling well, I'll feel that in their body too, where I may give suggestions around diet or health concerns with the animal. It's really, truly amazing. It is.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I would, if I had an animal like that, you'd be probably on speed dial. Cheryl, you also do psychic event. I mean, it's not like you're so multifaceted. You also do psychic investigation. So give us an example of a psychic investigation.
So there's lots of interest in psychic investigation right now, being a psychic investigator. And that is someone who uses their intuitive abilities to help find people who have either passed, or how they passed, or what comfort we can bring to their loved ones who are still here. But being a psychic investigator, it is about really focusing the mind, focusing the heart space, really connecting with the person, whether it's through their name, their date of birth, where they were last seen or found. But it is about telling the story, telling their story that they weren't able to share here on Earth. A lot of psychic investigators do work in groups. So we work as a team, and that is really important to have that support of a team energy when we're doing this kind of work. We work with the police officers or other investigative organizations. But it is really important to understand that there are methods and steps to go in this proceedings. We always do it with compassionate heart, and it's very delicate what we do with psychic investigation.
So for instance, I guess if someone is murdered or they've disappeared or whatever, and the police don't, they're trying to figure it out, they'll call you, which is amazing that the police are that enlightened that they work with you guys like that.
They're truly enlightened. And, you know, a lot of law enforcement officers, men and women, are all very intuitive. They're very intuitive people where, you know, I know that they have to also kind of look outside the box in their work. And so that's their exercise in their intuition. But it is remarkable how far we've come in people opening up to this field.
Wow. And then if that wasn't enough that you do, you also are a health and wellness intuitive. So please tell everyone how energy healing helps a person.
You know, I call myself a health and wellness intuitive because that's just a comfortable title for me to sit with. What I do is I help people who are having health concerns, and I always agree with Western medicine. I'm never really out to, go against any professional recommendation. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a Western medical doctor, but I'm here to help support. I'm here to provide guidance on what I pick up intuitively. So for example, if someone, you know, has a sore back, or they have a diagnosis that maybe they just want to see what I'm picking up on them energetically, and also how I can help them energetically too, because it could be an emotional situation, you know, emotional, mental, physical, that makes all of these ailments for people. So we really want to surrender and take it off layer at a time.
So energetically you remove, it could be like an old wound, an emotional wound or whatever.
Exactly.
And you're able to lift that up, lift that out of the body somehow, I guess.
Well, so what I do is I help facilitate that with people. So I work with them on an energy level where I'm supporting that energy body. It's our auric field, the energy field around the body. I'm supporting them. And whatever is for their highest good, for whatever is most appropriate for them, and always with their permission, and always with, it's always at a scheduled time that I work with them, and we have appointments, you know, before and after, and we really, it's like a clearing too. It's like clearing, opening up, strengthening the energy field is where I'd like to say that, to put that, yeah.
Does it speed up healing? Like if they're seeing a doctor and then they work with you, do you see that they make faster progress?
Yes, they do make a quicker, speedy recovery, we'll just say, pre or post, post-surgery. And it's through, or just procedures even, or just wellness. I mean, you know, just knowing that someone's helping you or supporting you through all of this, and just knowing that you're feeling comforted, and that we really can feel energy. We do feel an energy happening, and we do feel an empowerment, because we're all our own healer. And that's really my goal, is to help share with people that I'm here just to help them, but really it's with their permission that the work is being done.
That is so cool. So let me ask you also about this book that you contributed to. It's called The Last Breath, Two Stories of Mediumship, the Afterlife, and Messages from Heaven. And it's filled with synchronicities and signs from spirit. You have an amazing story in chapter 6 called The Spirit Party. Tell us about The Spirit Party.
Thank you for asking. I love my chapter, I have to say, because it is about my father and it is about the incredible experience that spirit gave me. My father had been in the hospital and I was living with him at the time. We were at the hospital for a long time. I just needed a respite. I had to come home for a few minutes. There was really no one there at the house. And I just had to come home and relax just for a moment to go back to care for him. And you know how that is when you're with your loved ones at the hospital 24/7. So I came home to the house and I had turned everything off. I'd locked the doors and everything. And I walk up to the front door, Irene, and I'm hearing music and I'm seeing lights in the house, but I'm not afraid or anything. I'm just more curious. And as I step into the kitchen, into the main part of the house, I'm seeing all of these spirits in the house and they're creating, they're planning, they're organizing a spirit party, a welcoming party for my father.
Oh my
because
God.
They know he is going to transition. And it's loved ones, it's old friends of his that I remember meeting back when. And they're rushing around in excitement and they're putting up banners and their sparkles of light and they're crisscrossing the floor. And it's so loud. And I thought I was just coming home to rest for a minute. And I walked into all of this beautiful, loving energy that even at one point when I had to actually get from this side of the kitchen across the floor, I'm hearing myself go, excuse me, because I'm bumping into spirit because they're so excited because we know that, you know, when my father did transition later that day, they were there. It gave me such comfort to know that they were already there. They were already preparing. And from what I gather, they knew 6 weeks ahead of time that our loved ones, you know, angels, they know weeks and weeks ahead of time, even though you and I, we're not sure when that moment is going to happen, that they actually do transition. My father ended up transitioning later that day, as I mentioned. And also those same spirits were with him in the hospital, his loved ones, you know, our loved ones, our immediate family was there, angels were there. So I know that many, maybe you have experienced this too. If you've ever helped or been with someone as they transition, you might be able to see that or feel that, just know that that's happening and that's there.
And what a blessing that you have these extra gifts that you were able to see all that because someone else might have walked in the house and not been aware of anything. Maybe they would have gotten a chill or tingles or something, but they wouldn't have really.
It's true. It's true. I was so fortunate that I had that experience because it's just 100% love and unconditional excitement and joy, nothing less than joy that the spirit world have. So I just felt so comforted when my father, when he did transition, and fortunately they also guided me back and said, look, it's time for you to leave the house. You need to go back to the hospital.
Wow.
And I got the message to go back and he had transitioned a little bit later that day, but, I was so fortunate to have that experience that I cherish that. And I'm so happy that I was asked to contribute that in this book.
That's wonderful. And it's kind of a validation. Hopefully we will all have parties when we cross over.
True.
I personally ordered champagne. So we'll see.
Love it. That's good. I'm going to do the same. Not mine. I'm going to take that.
Hey, I'll click together. Speaking of your father, I'm going to be mesmerized by this story. I'm sure everyone is.
Oh.
Your father worked with a ticket agent after he crossed over to help you snag a first-class ticket?
Yes. You know, it's incredible too. So my father, he has been passed about 10 years now. And a few years ago, just about 4 years ago, I was at the airport and first time for me to step off a flight. they offered you a free voucher, right? They offer you a free voucher or free miles to step off the plane to let someone else get on. So I did that. I just felt my angels were lifting me up by my t-shirt, so to speak, and saying, look, you're good. You're going to take the next flight. And what happens is not only did I get so much gratitude from this family of four who was able to now fly together, the ticket agent immediately went to booking my ticket to go home the next day. And as I'm standing at the counter, I'm feeling my father. I'm just feeling him. And he is telling me, he says, look, ask the ticket agent to put you in first class. Go ahead. And I'm good with it. I just appreciate all the miles they're giving me or the voucher. I'm appreciating that. He goes, okay, wait a minute. And I'm seeing my dad, wait a minute. And he reaches across as if his energy is reaching across like a ball of light going across the counter to this ticket agent, who only a moment later walks out behind from the counter, hands me my ticket and says, you know what? I booked you in first class. I'm just like, oh my God.
He put it right in his head
to do that.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, and it was just that type of experience that I had. And not only did I get the first class ticket, but of course, I got the suite at the hotel. I got the private car. You know, I got I just got everything was taken care of by my father. We just never know. We never know what they're up to over there.
That's wonderful. That's kind of when you say you have someone watching over you. We often do. We don't realize it, but we often do.
Yeah. So who would have thought, that would happen, but that did. And I knew my dad was behind it.
Cool. And you also have a wonderful story about helping a client to recover from a painful injury in a car accident and to open to their psychic and mediumship abilities.
A really meaningful experience that I had as a medium, as a working medium, was to help a young man who had been in a horrific car accident and he was on pain medication and, of course, depression because he wasn't, his body wasn't, he was in pain and he was on a lot of medication, different kinds. And it had been 6 or 8 months since his accident. And here he is calling me and he doesn't even know why he's calling me. He's like, I'm just calling you because I need help. And I saw you somewhere. And so we get to talking and we get to working and I'm realizing, oh my God, this young man is very intuitive and he doesn't know it. And so through him and I working together several times and opening up and practicing, opening up his psychic abilities, he is realizing that, hey, maybe he doesn't need so much pain medication. I'm feeling better. Maybe his, medication he's taking for depression, he doesn't need so much. Like I said, he's working with his doctors on this progress, but he's feeling better because his connection with the spirit world is opening up and he's realizing, hey, these voices that I'm hearing, it's not from the medication or it's not from, me feeling bad about anything. It's actually me connecting with my guides, my angels, loved ones. So it was a tremendous validation really for me and for a lot of people. And of course, for him, I mean, even today, he's not on as much medication. He's just really, the pain is almost gone. Okay. I mean, it's really diminished. And I'm just so proud of him and where he's taken this intuitive work himself. And I'm just so proud of the spirit world. And I'm hoping that helps other people realize that sometimes, the spirit world can help us heal. They can help us heal.
That's a really happy ending story. And you've actually helped him kind of rebirth his life in a way. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And you do spirit. So everyone, just in case you thought there's a little more that she should needs to do, she also does spirit guide readings. So I think some of our listeners are like, I really have a spirit guide. What is that? I've heard spirit guides protect us and they help us. But do they also give you their names? What do they look like? And how do they assist your clients with decisions and issues they're struggling with? Give us that whole, if someone wants to call you for a spirit guide reading, what's that like?
Well, I really love spirit guide readings. I really do, because it helps me to bring up not only someone's past life, but perhaps it helps me to connect with their guides, to let them know because perhaps maybe they're working on something in their life and they need help. And I'm just here to reassure them or to introduce them even to a guide that's been helping them. What a spirit guide is, or a helper, we could call it a helper, but spirit guides come into our life. Really, some of them come in with us as we're being born into this world. Some of us come in and stay with us through our whole lifetime. Some of them will come in just to help us if we're going through a transition of our own, or maybe if we're taking up a new hobby or a new job and we have a new interest in our life. For example, if I take up painting or oil painting as a hobby, I may bring in a guide that would help me, that would be excited to help me in my painting, that would introduce me to new colors or ideas. So spirit guides come in to support us. They don't really come in to tell us what to do, but they're here to support us and to open up opportunities for us.
So a lot of times the thoughts we get could be our guides coming through.
Yes, it could be an inspiration of support or a new idea, as you mentioned. Yeah. And in my spirit guide readings, I do get names, maybe not all the time, but I usually can see them or I see an image of them. And usually they're very different in personality. I just want to say that. And they come from different time periods in history as well. And then I also bring through what it is they're here to help the person work on. And then I try to leave the person with an exercise or a meditation or a way to connect with them so that they can work with them on their own after and get to know them better.
That's great. That is really great. And then you also do grief and loss readings. So how do the deceased appear to you? You've said they retain their personalities on the other side. And do you ever channel messages and information from them besides giving, evidential information? Mm-hmm. He wore the blue shirt or, mm-hmm. whatever.
That is what is, my work is always evolving, and I just love it so much. It's never the same with any given reading. And what happens is I'm always open to receive whatever the spirit world wants to tell me. And what they've been connecting with me is, yes, they're bringing through messages. They're bringing through information that they have been watching their loved ones. They're bringing through, not only the validation of what they're wearing or what their personality was like, but what they were like here and what messages they have that they are watching and supporting us, that they're watching us get that degree or they're watching us through a challenging time that we have. So it really is a deeper level that the spirit world is coming through in my readings. I really want to go for, I want to surrender and let them bring through what they want to bring through. And that's why it's different each time, because they're different messages each time.
And sometimes people will ask for a specific deceased person, but someone else may come through also who has something to say. Isn't that true?
It's so true. For example, if you want to connect with your, we'll use the grandfather as we were using earlier. If you want to connect with your grandfather, well, your grandmother may come through, or an aunt or uncle may come through in the beginning, but then usually they will open the door for the grandfather to step through. So I always just say, come to your readings with an open mind and open heart. We never know who's going to come through, but the one that's in need will come through to give the message. Usually they will open the door for the one that you want to hear from to come through next.
Sort of like the opening act.
Yeah.
Then you have the main event.
It's true.
And as a member of the missing person service called Find Me, how do you find a missing person, even if she or she's in another country or no longer alive? And could you give us an example of this?
I'm a volunteer member of findmegroup.org. It's a beautiful organization run by a retired law enforcement officer, Kelly Snyder. And not only through him and other volunteers, but there are other mediums or psychics involved, other intuitives, people who volunteer their time, whether it's the helicopter ride they need or the rescue, a search and rescue department that's volunteering their time, rescue dogs, as we know, are a big part of finding missing persons. So we all work as a team. And so when we find someone, once again, even in another country, how we work it is we're using, it's like remote viewing in a little bit of a way. We're using Google Earth to really map out the latitude, longitude. We help them decide where this person, if they're missing, where they have gone or where they were last seen. And yes, we work with people from all over the world. And absolutely we helped a woman who had Alzheimer's who just happened to have gotten lost one day, and she was still living and she was found. We also helped.
Now, who comes through to you to give you that information? Is that her spirit guides telling you? Or
I work with my guides. But I'm connecting with her usually through a photo, a name, date of birth, where she was last seen. That's how I'm working, but it's strictly, anonymous. Like, when I give my information, when I turn in my information, the officers, Kelly Snyder, the founder of Find Me Group, he takes all the information and he tries to find the similarities. So he's looking for a pattern, but it really is a team effort. But yes, I'm working with my guides and my intuition and I'm meditating on it. I'm really making that heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul connection, always asking for the highest good to come for this person. So it really is tremendous, the work that they're doing. And I'm just so fortunate to be a volunteer. Wow. And to play that role.
That's such a gift of service for people. I mean, your mom wandered off. You don't know where she is or whatever it is to be able to help that way. Mm-hmm. And you also have a healing prayer circle, which is a free online community of hope, healing, and transformation. And they are monthly. So please tell us all about that.
Well, Irene, I'm glad you said that. They started off being monthly healing prayer circles, but since 2020 and the last few months, I just got a calling. I woke up one morning. I was so inspired to do it more often. So now I'm doing it every week. Oh, wow. So it's a weekly healing prayer circle on Sunday nights because all of us have been feeling all this transformation energy. I just felt that we needed this community. So my healing prayer circle, it's free to join and you can join through my website, mediumcheryl.com. But it's a chance for all of us to come together online in a group meditation, in a group healing, in a group prayer, in a group manifesting energy. And my goal is to really help show people that when we come together as a group, our power is exponential, right? When we're working as a group to manifest for each other, to send healing to one another, to, share this beautiful space, this sacred space energy, that it really does lift our spirit, so to speak. It lifts the soul and it really brings more light into our lives. So I'm just so happy to be it. It's a great group. We have a private Facebook page and everyone is very active on it. So I just feel it's such a loving thing in my way. I'm giving back, but really it's a group. It's the community that I'm so happy to be a part of.
It's another healing community.
Yes. Like, it's another.
You have a healing community, which is wonderful. And is it a Zoom meeting?
It's on Zoom. It's on Sunday nights. It'll be this Sunday at 6 p.m. Pacific time. So it's the same day and time every week, Sundays at 6 p.m. Pacific on Zoom. And it's for anyone to join. And if you can't make it, it's being recorded. So I send out an email the next day with the recording. So people who can't make it, whether it's not their time zone or, what have you, they still send me emails on how much enjoyment they get out of it. It's packed filled. It's a concentrated amount of time, about 40 or 45 minutes for us to really sit and really, with our intention for the highest good, once again, to love and support one another. And I usually do a meditation and that is with archangels that come through. Oh, so you get wonderful to meet angels. So
that's wonderful. Now, do people come and they have a specific, like, say someone's got they may find out if they're getting a job that week. Can all of you get together and help bring that energy in for them?
Yes, absolutely. So they get emails from me and yes, they can manifest employment, a new place to live. Maybe they're asking for healing around a physical condition for them or a loved one. Mm-hmm. And yes, but we manifest love for people or, just that things are easier in their life. You know, we ask for financial flow. We ask for optimal health and abundance. So it's really that law of attraction feeling where when you give gratitude out, you get so much back.
That's lovely. And it's free, which is so generous of you. And you have a mentorship program for mediumship. So tell us about that.
Yeah, thank you. I do have a mentoring program. I have two, actually. You can study with me privately, one-on-one, and I work with you where you are. So I meet you where you are in your development, and I help open you up psychically, intuitively. So I work with beginners, intermediate, advanced clients. So that's a one-on-one private mentorship. And then also I have a monthly inner circle, monthly mentorship program. So an inner circle monthly where I'm working with people in a group. So we get to know each other. We have breakout rooms on Zoom. It's online, of course, but it's on Zoom breakout rooms. We try different exercises on how to really strengthen that psychic muscle, really strengthen those muscles. That's what I try to tell people is we're all intuitive. We're all mediums and psychics. We have that ability. It's just really, do we want to practice? Do we want to develop it? It's like a muscle at the gym. You know, when you go to the gym and you're working out that bicep, you're going to develop it just like your intuitive abilities. So it is about practice and more practice.
Wow. And so now I want to ask you how people can connect with you, because everyone listening certainly does want to now. And do you have any special offers with this coupon code for our Grief and Rebirth podcast audience?
Well, thank you. First off, people can reach me by signing up for my newsletter. It's mediumcheryl.com.
Spell that, because Cheryl is spelled different way.
Oh, thank you. It's a medium Cheryl, which is Cheryl.com. So mediumcheryl.com. You can sign up for my newsletter and also receive my 5 top tools, which ignite your psychic and intuitive abilities. So you get a video with me on it for 5 days. I'm sharing with you 5 ways on how to connect to the spirit world right away. So right away, you're getting a beautiful gift. And I love that, because they're all 5 are very important. So then the bonus I'd like to share with your podcast today, and thank you again for mentioning that, is I felt so inspired to share with people that I do offer a 20% discount. There's a coupon code. If you can just remember love, love is the coupon code when you schedule a reading with me. And you can do that through my website. And once again, it's a 20% discount.
That's great. That is so great. Hurry up, everyone. Get on there. This is a great opportunity. And you also have an upcoming event called Love from Above on February 25th.
Love from Above. It's going to be fabulous. It starts on February 25th at 11 a.m. Pacific time. It is audience readings. So it's a mediumship demonstration where you come to our event, and for an hour and a half, you'll watch 3 mediums. You'll have myself, medium Allison Gannon, and also Minister Colin Bates. And Minister Colin Bates is a wonderful medium from England. He is a beautiful tutor from Arthur Findlay College. Sure. So he was also in the Netflix Surviving Death program, which is out now on Netflix. So Colin Bates will be with me, and Allison will be doing mediumship readings beginning February 25th. The link for those tickets, it's lovefromabovereadings.eventbrite.com. So it's February 25th it starts 11 a.m. Pacific time, because Colin is in the UK. Mm-hmm. So for him, it's the evening. So we hope to get a lot of people from the UK joining us, and also from any country, from the US, Canada. As we know, we hope South Africa, Australia can make it. These people, Colin is very well known, and we're just so thrilled to have him with us for that day.
So wonderful. And if they get on mediumcheryl.com, can they also find out about it?
Yes, my upcoming events page is on my website, and you can find out all of my upcoming events. I have some for February, March, and after. So just stay tuned. Yeah, there's always something going on. Yeah.
And you, of all people, Cheryl, what is your message about the importance of healing to be shared with our audience? Why should we go out of our way to heal our stuff while we're here?
You know, it's a great question. The importance for healing is to open up the love that we're capable of. And we're capable of so much more love, and we're so much more capable and so much more powerful, I think, than we give ourselves credit for. And so if we can heal ourselves, whatever that may be, or however small or large that is in your life, know that you're also helping to heal the spirit world as well. So when we heal, we're helping our loved ones and our family.
Because around us and they're taking in. So as you're removing your blockages or overcoming that distress or that trauma, they're benefiting also, right?
They are. It's that ripple effect. And when we heal ourselves, that ripple of our energy goes out to our friends and family that are still here with us in the physical and the animals and the planet and to everything, because we are energy beings and we are energy, beautiful souls. And if we can be that clear channel of love and light, we can really elevate the awareness of the planet, truly.
That is true. I believe that. And Cheryl, what is your tip for finding joy in life?
Oh, my tip for finding joy. It's such a big one. It means so much to me. I feel that the tip to finding joy is to have gratitude. And when we have gratitude in our life for the air we breathe or the clean water we're drinking or all of those, it really puts things into perspective, and it really shifts the wheels. I always say it turns the wheels of favor in your direction. So anytime if you're, you know, need help, if you can do something for someone else to be in service of others and to show gratitude or just feel gratitude in your heart, it really does open up the world of possibilities and really just so much love and light to each and every one of us.
That's beautiful. Thank you. I know many members of our audience are going to enjoy reading your fascinating chapter, Spirit Party, In the Last Breath, True Stories of Mediumship, The Afterlife, and Messages from Heaven, which validates that life is eternal and love never dies. And many now surely also want to connect with you to receive the invaluable comfort and guidance you provide thanks to your incredible psychic gifts. Thank you, Cheryl, for this enlightening, wonderful, insights-filled interview. And here's a reminder, everyone, that you can see the show notes and all Grief and Rebirth podcast episodes on ireneweinberg.com. And make sure to follow us and like us, we know you do, on social at Irene S. Weinberg on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. As I like to say, to be continued, many blessings, and bye for now.